Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. A happy Monday morning to all you viewers out there. And I'm joined today by Tim Harrison, who is Head of Wealth at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's Monday morning. The skies are grey. There's a tad of rain outside, but a fantabulous sporting weekend for those concerned. And a bit of merger mania on a Monday.
Indeed. But back to work on obviously on Monday. Look, we've had the German elections out the way, Macron with the Senate. But, I mean, that felt could be a bit of a flashpoint. We've seen the UK being downgraded on late on Friday afternoon. But the markets are flat. And really the only thing, as you mentioned, to get it going is a bit of M&A activity. What are you seeing this morning?
Well, there's two major announcements, and it kind of goes back to after the Brexit when Arm Holdings were bid for. You've got obviously Imagination Tech have gone to, you know, east, if you like, under the Chinese rule, if you like, and also Nets, which is a read across for the PaySafe Worldpay Payments Group, have agreed to a 165 krona bid from Hellman and Friedlander. So again, it's a kind of a case of, you know, there are pockets of opportunity and people are trying to strike while the iron is hot. You've got obviously currency markets are sort of, I would say, still favouring takeovers from further afield. But again, with the likelihood of rates going up and up over the next 12, 18 months, you've got to suggest that those who are looking to raise debt are going to do it sooner rather than later to acquire, you know, the ugly ducklings out there.
And that was, I was going to mention, that's the key thing. You know, we're looking at US rate hikes, potentially ECB, QE being reduced. Bank of England now, you know, rate hikes on the card. So M&A offices are going to be quite busy to get deals done sooner rather than later, especially if the pound's weak, if you're looking at UK stocks. I mean, that's...
Very much so. And you're kind of seeing that there has been a tech bias towards a lot of what has happened. Mm-hmm. As I say, a lot of these chip makers are en vogue at the moment. There is a lot of speculation about who's going to be in the next Tesla, this, that and the other, which is causing volumes to increase, share prices to react accordingly. So as I say, you've seen the Imagination Tech. I think there's a number of others across the Eurozone which may fall under foreign hands in the short to medium term, simply because there is a massive desire for the brains, the intelligence behind it. As you've seen, you know, as for example, with Google picking up HTC, mm-hmm. they're not buying the company, they're buying the brains behind it. And that's really what people are after. You're after the intelligence, the manpower, and the ideas, as opposed to the you know, the bricks and mortar, so to speak. So with the currency rates where they are right now, with debt still relatively cheap, there's a lot of cash on the sidelines. We are very much you know, at the eye of the needle, if you like, with reference to M&A going forward.
Understood. And finally, we're coming into the back end of September. It's towards the back end of the year now. We're looking ahead at the final quarter. What's your feel for the market? I mean, it's been a positive push, certainly in the first half of the year. It's traded sideways, but we've seen some key, you know, some highs being broken, certainly in the States, and Germany's picked up again now. Do you think that will continue into the end of the year, or are we going to potentially have a sell-off correction?
Well, there seems to be very much a laissez-faire attitude to the markets at the moment. You notice from you know, the German election over the weekend, and obviously Merkel has got in, so to speak, but it wasn't as convincing a victory as she could have hoped for or would have hoped for. But again, the DAX is relatively flat. You would have thought if there was any real scaremongering out there, you could have seen a more significant downturn this morning. That being said, you know, I think there is still opportunity in the UK versus the US from a pricing point. I think there are, again, you've got house prices starting to flatten, but again, I think there is an opportunity there. And there is the argument that I subscribe to some extent, that China, with their sort of very much closed doors attitude, looking to develop domestically, that they could look to further grow sort of organically via acquisition and also organically, which could potentially drag the markets higher, as there is that cash just floating around and people need somewhere to put it. Again, I think, are we due a correction? Look, when the markets are all-time highs, you've always got to look over your shoulder. And we have seen a couple of hundred points, 3%, 4% off of the FTSE, for example, from its summertime highs, but nothing significant. There seems to be an appetite to want to buy the dips and keep adding to exposure, which is obviously good for you know, long-only investors. Mm-hmm. But again, as I always say, you've got to be careful of what could happen. And, you know, it may be around the corner.
Understood. Well, we'll see what happens. And thank you very much for coming on to the show this week. Tim Harrison from Linear Investments.